The Dixie Chicks swept top honors at last night's Grammy Awards ceremony. The group took home 5 Grammys in all, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. The recognition from the mainstream pop music industry was vindication of sorts for the group. The Dixie Chicks were ostracized by Nashville and banned by mainstream country radio following Natalie Maine's 2003 criticism of President Bush. NPR's Mandalie Tildebarco reports.
It's been nearly 4 years since Dixie Chicks singer Natalie Maines told a London audience she was ashamed that President Bush was from her home state of Texas. It was the eve of the Iraq War, and virtually overnight, the multi-million selling act disappeared from the airwaves, saw its records burned, and received death threats. The song of the year, Not Ready to Make Nice, was the Texas trio's unapologetic response.
I don't mind saying it's sad, sad story when a mother will teach her.
Last night, Natalie Maines at first seemed taken aback by the recognition.
For the first time in my life, I'm speechless.
As the Grammys started to pile up, she couldn't help but gloat a little.
Well, to quote the great Simpsons, just kidding.
Finally, Maines got serious.
I think people are using their freedom of speech here tonight with all of these awards, so we get the message.
Backstage singer and fiddle player Marty McGuire stopped short of calling the sweep sweet revenge.
What happened to us really drove us to make an album that said a lot, and I think people kind of linked into that because it was a story and it was something beyond the music. It wasn't just songs. It was something that said something, made it political, if you read it that way, but a political stance.
The Dixie Chicks took home all 5 Grammys for which they were nominated, but after spending a record-breaking 15 weeks at the top of the R&B charts, singer Mary J. Blige won only 3. She was nominated for 8.
See, baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
And I'll be waiting up until you get home.
Cause I can't sleep without you, baby.
Blige's album, The Breakthrough, was seen as a comeback for the Bronx native, a former high school dropout whose earlier songs chronicled her drug use, abusive relationships, and depression. But she, too, saw her Grammy win as a kind of vindication.
I have grown and I'm growing into a better human being. Tonight we celebrate the better human being, because for so many years I have been talked about negatively, but this time I've been talked about positively by so many people.
During the ceremony, Blige took the stage with rapper Ludacris to perform Runaway Love, a rhyme he said was inspired by her rough childhood. It's included on Release Therapy, which won him a Grammy last night.
So y'all telling me all I had to do was cut my hair to win the best rap album? That's what y'all telling me? Huh?
Ludacris was a little more gleeful in savoring his win in light of the criticism his earlier work had received from certain high-profile media figures.
Special shout-out to Oprah and special shout-out to Bill O'Reilly. I love you.
Oprah Winfrey had reportedly edited his appearance on her show, and O'Reilly criticized the rapper on his Fox News show, leading Pepsi to drop Ludacris from an ad campaign. Backstage last night, the rap star said he wasn't feeling vengeful.
I was thanking them because, you know, I was faced with adversity with the both of them, and they had a lot to do with this album, Release Therapy, if you listen to it, and why I wrote certain songs that I did and some of the things that I said. So I was honestly thanking them for that.
He also said it was the best night of his life. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Forgive